What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. And we're going to keep the phone lines closed because I have got so much stuff to get through. And I'm probably going to have to take some of it into tomorrow's show. And a little reminder, the lovely Lady Claire will be with us in hour number three. So we're talking about the California wildfires and how even people who have suffered tremendous loss are still out there trying to help their friends and neighbors. So there was this nurse, Alan Pierce, and was working with a group effort of people just trying to take care of people who were harmed by the fires in the town of Paradise, where the paramedics, doctors, and nurses continued treating patients in the parking lot as the hospital burned behind them. And if you've seen the aerial shots of Paradise, it is gone. It is just wiped from the face of the earth. So this Alan Pierce lost his house and his workplace in the fire, and his truck that he was using to help bring people out was heavily burnt, still running, and really messed up. And he posted it out there on social media, whereupon he got a post back from Toyota of America saying, "We would be honored to give you a new truck." So that's a good one. And I'm hoping that all these people who did lose their homes and their places of business, they had the appropriate insurance. But again, insurance companies don't like to insure people who live in brush fire areas. So we'll see what happens. Now, you're probably familiar with this singer, Pink. I love her Mr. President song. And her husband, Kerry Hart, basically put out a warning that looters who are trying to take advantage of the California wildfire victims will be shot on site. Apparently, he's urging other Californians to avail themselves of their Second Amendment rights and stand strong with him. And Hart wrote on Instagram on Tuesday, "It's unfortunate that some people take advantage of others in a crisis," which is true. "While the Malibu fires have been burning, some locals have been fighting off and defending their properties against the fires. There have been sightings of looters breaking into homes." Well, if you are a looter, think twice. If you are heading back into Malibu, the message there is pretty simple. Looters will be shot. Survivors will be shot again. But of course, that being California, the gun grabbers went totally ballistic. "Oh my goodness, he's out there suggesting the use of firearms." Really? Well, how would you stop somebody from looting your home? It's one of the things about liberals. They have all these things they want. "We want the guns to go away." Okay, what do you do when a rapist breaks into your house? "I don't know." Oh, anyway. Speaking of guns, Nancy Pelosi, who is already out there drooling over the House speakership, is saying that gun confiscation will be a priority. And that it will be a priority to get the guns. The Democrats, the communists, and the socialists, and the House of Representatives, they want the guns. They don't think you, the American people, should have any firearms. Of course, they've all got guns. They've all got armed security guards. They just want that pesky Second Amendment to go away, because after you are disarmed, then they can come after more of your money and interfere with more of your lives. And interestingly enough, the current Congress is already trying to ram through another gun control bill during the lame duck session. House Resolution 7115 was introduced and sponsored by New Jersey Representative Frank Pallone, co-sponsored by 16 other House Democrats. Now, the bill has been laughably misnamed as the 3D Firearms Prohibition Act because the bill does absolutely nothing regarding 3D printed firearms. Maybe somebody realized that there just isn't anything you can do about those. So the stated purpose of the bill is to prohibit the sale, acquisition, distribution, and commerce or import into the United States of certain firearm receiver castings or blanks, assault weapon parts kits, and machine gun parts and the marketing or advertising of such castings or blanks and kits on any medium of electronic communication, to require homemade firearms to have serial numbers and for other purposes. And heaven alone knows what is hidden inside the for other purposes. So what's really going on here, this is a bill to ban the 80% partial firearm receivers that people can complete at home with the use of a few specific tools, as well as some additional parts. And it's typically sold as a kit, and you can produce a functioning semi-automatic sporting rifle. And by the way, none of these mass shootings that the gun grabbers like to wave at us has involved a kit-built AR-15. The guns are either stolen or legally bought at a gun store. The gun hobbyists, the ones who want to build the gun, they're not a problem. They're not the threat. I mean, if you think about how long it takes to build a gun anyway, as opposed to somebody flipping out on his antidepressants and going to the gun cabinet and heading on out. Okay, we're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And sort of to remind everybody why Nancy Pelosi and the gun grabbers are wrong, there's a report out of KTBS-TV of an incident that took place at a liquor store in Cullen, Louisiana, where this store manager, a young lady named Sahim Hassan, basically was working there at 10 p.m. Two suspects barged into the store and put a gun in her face, and she stood up to them. She ripped the bandana off of one of their faces and then when turned around and went after the guy who was heading for the register, got her gun and started firing at them. One of the burglars shot her in the leg, minor injury. She shot them. The cops have arrested them. They're going to go to jail. It was all captured on the store's security video. This is why we have a Second Amendment. There are criminals out there, and the police are not doing anything about it. The government's doing nothing about it. We have an inherent natural right to self-defense. And apparently over at Hortonville-based Ben Shot, one of their co-owners, Ben Wolfram, thinks the same thing. And they're getting ready to come up Christmas season. They want to have Christmas gifts for the company employees. And the company produces glassware embedded with bullets. And they have decided as a policy that they are going to give every employee a handgun as a Christmas present this year. And apparently this father-son business started in 2015 in a small garage workshop. And it really took off because everybody likes to have these little shot glasses with a real bullet in them. And I think I told you the other day of why they call it a shot. So they have done very, very well for themselves. Wolfgram has given guns. This is the first time he's handing out guns as gifts. And everybody thinks it's a really good idea. There are a couple of employees who are saying they might like to have something else. And Ben is saying, that's fine. We'll find something else for you. And, of course, before the guns are being given out, all the employees are being put through a gun safety course. And once these two employees get a chance to actually fire a gun, they may change their minds. Because I've seen that happen way back when I lived in Southern California, and I was building black powder guns. And we'd be up in the San Gabriel Mountains, Chileo. And there'd be people there who were shooting, and there were people there, just family members keeping them company who were non-shooters, and they just sort of look askance at the gun. Give it a try. It doesn't have much of a kick. It only fires once. Nothing can go wrong. And you let them fire a gun a couple of times, and yeah, all of a sudden they begin to understand, yeah, this isn't evil. This isn't bad. It's a tool. Now, this next story, and it's been all over the corporate media, and I find this absolutely disgusting. And this goes back to this Kate McClure and her boyfriend, Mark D'Amico, of Bordentown, New Jersey. And last year, they came on out with this story about this homeless man who gave Kate his last $20 when she ran out of gas. And so that Kate McClure and Mark D'Amico set up a GoFundMe page for the benefit of Johnny Bobbitt. So far, so good. Their original goal was $10,000, but more than 14,000 people donated, and it raised something like $400,000. And that's when it all fell apart, because everybody got greedy. And the first part of the scandal was when Kate McClure and her boyfriend Mark D'Amico were not sharing any of the money with Johnny Bobbitt. He got himself a lawyer to work on contingency. Kate and Mark said they couldn't give him the money. He would abuse it on drugs. Well, it just got a little bit weirder, because it turns out that Kate McClure and Mark D'Amico and Johnny Bobbitt working together just came up with this out of thin air. They just made it up. It's a scam. This Kate and Mark said, we got to find this homeless man. The homeless man will work with us, and we'll make a few thousand dollars. And then they had $400,000 come on in, and everybody got greedy, and that is when it fell apart. I can't even imagine what $400,000 must be like. Okay. Sorry, I had some ice in that last swallow here. Now, down in Florida, interesting little development in the case here. Cesar Sayoc is the man accused of sending pipe bombs to prominent critics of President Donald Trump. He has now pled not guilty to the charges, which carry a potential penalty of life in prison. So the trial date has been set for July 15th of next year. The judge was trying to get earlier dates, but Sayoc's attorney said they needed more time to prepare given the amount of discovery in the case and a lack of staffing at the Federal Public Defender's Office of New York. They're saying this is a slightly more complex case than the average one, and that's absolutely true. Here's where it gets complicated. If there was really no explosive filler in those pipes, then they were not pipe bombs. This is going to get really, really interesting before it's over. We know those bombs were a joke. They absolutely were. I'm not surprised he's pleading not guilty. I'm surprised they let him get away with that. And there we are. All right, so let's talk a little bit about computers. There's a lot going on there. There is a case going on in New Hampshire where apparently there is a murder trial going on, and the judge in the case appears ready to demand that Amazon turn over all recordings from the home where these two women were allegedly stabbed to death by Timothy Verrill. Verrill is pleading not guilty. And this appears to be the first case in which the state of New Hampshire where a judge is willing to summon data from a smart device, an Amazon Echo speaker, as evidence that could be central to a trial. Well, technically, I don't see any fault there. It would be like a tape recording or a video recording or a photographic evidence. Okay? Here is the issue that you need to keep in mind. This confirms that these home smart devices are, in fact, listening all the time. There's been a lot of resistance to people wanting these in their homes because they listen to us all the time. And Amazon, and for that matter, Siri, have come on out saying, oh, no, they're only listening for that keyword that turns them on, and they're not listening or recording to anything else. Well, this case in New Hampshire may undermine that claim and show that, in point of fact, we are being listened to all the time by these smart devices, primarily to build marketing data. And, yeah, I wonder what would happen if I started talking about jelly donuts in front of my my smartwatch without saying the name to turn it on. I'm going to start getting email advertising for jelly donut kits or something. Okay, zero-day exploits have been found in the iPhone X, the Samsung Galaxy S9, Xiaomi Mi6 phones. Now, this was the result of a mobile hacking competition held in Tokyo Tuesday and yesterday. And white hat hackers were demonstrating that even fully patched smartphones running the latest version from software can be hacked. And that included the three major flagship smartphones. So what needs to be done is to stop hacking and cybercrime from being a computer game and turn it back into being a criminal activity where you find the cyber criminals and you throw them in jail for a very, very long time. Cybercrime is exploding because cyber criminals are making huge amounts of money. Nobody's chasing them. Nobody's going after them. It's the perfect system for anybody with no moral core. Apparently, there have been additional Meltdown and Spectre vulnerabilities discovered affecting Intel, AMD, and ARM CPUs. Okay. Now, Microsoft finally got around to rolling out their October rollout, which had to be recalled because there was a bug that was deleting files. And so now they've released their October 2018 update version 1809, which has fixed the data deletion mess. But this still has this old mapped drives bug that's causing headaches for admins. Microsoft can't seem to get this stuff together. Either they need to hire more people, or they need to perhaps go the other direction and have fewer people who are more focused and embedded in what's going on. But clearly, Windows has become an operating system that is simply too obfuscated to really work well, which is why so many people are staying with Windows 7. So many people are still on Windows XP, and why so many people are moving to Linux. And I've been looking at some new Linux. Apparently, there's one out there called Zorin Linux, which is very highly regarded, and actually allows you to run Windows programs on it. And I may take a look at that in my copious amounts of free time here. Here's a story, and this gets back sort of tangentially to what I was saying about cybercrime. This is from Blacklisted News. Companies keep losing your data because it doesn't cost them anything. Data breaches keep happening, they keep getting worse, and yet companies keep collecting our data in ever more invasive ways, subjecting it to ever longer retention and systematically underinvesting in security. Why is this happening? Because it's affordable. In 2014, Home Depot breached more than 50 million credit cards. 2 years later, in 2016, they paid less than 34 cents per customer in damages. Now, there are longer-term reputational costs associated with breaches, but these are not factored into the quarterly earnings-focused mindsets of corporate executives and strategists. And again, corporations are just being allowed to behave carelessly, recklessly, badly, whether it's vaccines, computers, software, data. They're not being held to account, and that is a hallmark of living in a fascist state, where fascism is corporate power and government power aligned together against the general population. Now, as you know, there's a lot of scammers on out there. And over at IsraelPalestineNews.org, they're running this story basically showing that French and Israeli media reported that a group largely made up of Israelis scammed 3,000 French citizens out of approximately $20 million. Most of that stolen money is now in Israel. But Israeli authorities are reportedly failing to cooperate with France to try and locate, prosecute the scammers, and retrieve the money. So Israel is basically, like I said, yeah, home of the scammer. As long as the money is pouring on in, we don't care. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.com. .org, and thank you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And this next story may explain why governments are so inept at doing what they're supposed to be doing. Japan's new cybersecurity minister, Yoshitaka Sakurada, has basically admitted that he has never used a computer in his life. And his justification for continuing on as being the cybersecurity minister is that since he was 25 years old and independent, he has always instructed his staff and secretaries. He's never had to use a computer. And this is the guy who is now in charge of Japan's cybersecurity. See, one of the things that made the early United States great is the government was made up of people who knew how to do things. Yes, some of them were lawyers like Thomas Jefferson. But you had Ben Franklin, who was a publisher and inventor, Paul Revere, silversmith, George Washington ran a distillery. In fact, a lot of them did. It was a way of, preserving your agriculture. This being before the age of refrigeration. At the end of the year, when winter was coming on in, you would convert your agricultural produce into alcoholic products, which have a certain caloric count. But these were people who knew how to make things. Gunsmithing, construction. And today we have politicians, as illustrated by this Yoshitaka. They're in politics. They get these jobs. They don't know what they're doing. They absolutely do not know what they're doing. Remember some of the things that we've seen come out of our own Congress about how, you know, the internet's plural, or it's really just like a bunch of tubes. Really silly. All right, I need to get going here because we're running out of time and I got a lot to get through. Remember that swatting death out in California? Apparently, there were these people playing Call of Duty online, and this Tyler Barris became involved in a dispute with other online video gamers, and he meant to direct the police to another player's home to swat him. But instead, he gave out the wrong address to a Kansas-based father of two, who and the police shot and killed him. So this Tyler Barris has now basically looking at 20 years in jail. Now, there's a big stink kicking on up between the New York Times and Facebook. In fact, Facebook seems to all of a sudden be getting into the gritty with a lot of people. And the New York Times put out this article, the methods Facebook and a public relations firm use to deny and deflect criticism. And, of course, Facebook has come on back saying, no, we don't resort to those kind of underhanded tactics. And the report has led U.S. lawmakers to call for tighter regulation of social networks. All you need to do is declare social networks to be common carriers, just like the telephone lines, and all the problems are going to go away. Now, over at The Guardian, the writer Julia Ebner is basically railing against alternative tech or the independent media, saying that most Gab and BitChute users are Nazis. Ooh, Nazis, Nazis, Nazis. That's the new N-word, by the way, if you weren't up on that. That's the N-word, Nazi, 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 Nazi. Apparently, Facebook has been caught aiding the police state by purging police accountability pages, or in fact, any page that shows where the police are behaving a little outside the law. Over at Apple, they've got some problems they're dealing with. Apple is admitting their touchscreens are failing on its $1,000 iPhone X just a year after it was released. Now, Apple says it will fix the problems for free. And apparently the hard drives on their MacBook Pro laptops are also having issues where users could lose their data. So if you are on a MacBook Pro, you should be doing regular backups. In fact, you should be doing regular backups anyway. In this era of shoddily made hardware and cybercrime, malware, and hackers, if you're not doing regular backups, you are just asking to have a very, very miserable time. Alrighty. Samsung is apparently coming out with a mysterious folding phone. It's going to be called the Galaxy F and will cost almost, well, it's going to cost a lot more than even the iPhone XS. About $1,300, $1,400. This is an inside industry leak here. Apparently, Romania has extradited the hacker who claimed to have hacked Hillary Clinton's email account. So Romania has conditionally released Guccifer. This was Guccifer. And it will be nice to hear what he has to say. We got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, smoothie, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, not too long ago, the European Parliament voted through this controversial new copyright directive. Was called the... I had the name of it here. Anyway, the European Union Directive on Copyright in the Digital Single Market. That's its full name. Very long-winded, tells you it was come up with by a politician. There are two provisions within it that have been highly controversial. Article 11, called the link tax, and Article 13, called the meme ban, in which the concern is that people who are using copyrighted material to make a cartoon or something, even fragments of, portions of copyrighted material, could be in violation. Well, inevitably, the cyber criminals are already out there exploiting this, and the Dutch government's telecom agency has issued an alert saying that somebody is using their name to demand piracy fines. And it appears that people are receiving emails and being told that they have been found to be in violation of this EU law, and they need to send in a fine or they'll be taken to court. We've seen that kind of extortion thing here as well. Okay, let's talk about health news here. Parents are now accusing the CDC of not reporting children's deaths from this polio-like acute flaccid myelitis. And more, it's starting to look like that a lot of these illnesses that paralyze children and kill them, it's actually all one. And it keeps showing up again, and they can't cure it. They can't vaccinate against it. So they give it a new name. And so parents of children who had this polio-like illness are accusing the CDC of hiding the deaths of two children who suffered from the condition. And they're saying that by not publicly acknowledging the two deaths, the agency is intentionally downplaying the severity of this disease. It's a disease that paralyzes healthy children in a matter of mere hours. And the parents are saying, they're just sugarcoating this. It eliminates my trust in the CDC. Well, could very well be. Okay, this one was out of sequence. It was meant to go up above, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. When you're driving through the urban environment, you come to intersections. In many cities, you will see what are often called squeegee men or window washers. And these are supposedly homeless guys who have a water bottle and a squeegee, and they will very quickly wash off your windshield, and you in exchange will give them a couple of bucks. Well, you might want to look at them a little more closely the next time you see that happening, because apparently police officers are now posing as the squeegee boys in order to nab motorists using their cell phones, which more and more is being made illegal across this country. It's a $300 ticket here in Hawaii. And apparently the police aren't content with just, you know, sitting up in a tall place with a binocular or just sitting in their car. They're actually out there, you know, acting like homeless people, washing the windshields. The dead giveaway, though, is they always have a two-way radio. Because after you drive off, they're going to report you to the police car down the way. That's pretty bad. Okay, health and safety news here. Sucralose. Concerns are being raised regarding studies that sucralose will generate cancerous tumors and it will fuel obesity. And if you read the slogan on a package of Splenda, it tells you that its main ingredient, sucralose, is made from sugar and tastes like sugar. But no, it isn't. It's made in a laboratory. It does not grow in nature. Sucralose is a synthetic compound manufactured through a chemical process. In other words, if it was sugar at one time, it isn't anymore. And apparently, one of the studies are saying significant dose-related increased incidence of bearing malignant cancer tumors. These synthetic foods, okay, they're loaded up with chemicals. They're not being tested. Apparently, there's a common painkiller prescribed to millions of people, diclofenac, marketed under the brand name Voltarol or Voltaren here in the U.S., can cause heart failure and irregular heartbeats. Apparently, it increases your risk of heart attack and stroke by 50%. Now, here's another story. This is over from Natural News. Apparently, there was a 22-year study done on humans by researchers at the Brigham and Women's Hospital at Harvard. And it documents, it confirms that aspartame is responsible for all kinds of serious health issues. Now, remember, aspartame, before it was legalized for human consumption as an artificial sweetener, it was classed as a biological weapon and an excitotoxin. But they just wanted to put it on out there, and because it's cheaper for them than any other solution. And making more money is basically what it's all about. But apparently, it's another gift from Monsanto/Bayer. Okay, this next story is where we really get into it. Why are there so many dangerous medications out there in the American marketplace when we supposedly have the FDA? Well, that's because the FDA does not conduct its own safety testing. They rely on the pharmaceutical industries, who are, in theory, out there funding research in academia at various universities, and the researchers will write up a paper for a medical journal. It will be submitted, it will be published, and then the pharmaceutical industry will take a whole bunch of these, go to the FDA and say, see, these all prove this drug is safe and effective. Turns out that is a hoax. Drug companies routinely pay PR firms to ghostwrite clinical science papers, which are then published in medical journals and forwarded to the FDA to prove the drugs are safe and effective. There are medical journals out there who will want peer review. There are a lot of them who don't. Now, in 2009, around 14,000 women who developed breast cancer while taking Prempro, a hormone replacement therapy drug, sued the drug's manufacturer, Wyeth. And in court, it turned out that many of the medical research papers supporting Prempro have been ghostwritten by a commercial medical communications company called DesignRight, whose website boasted that over 12 years, they had planned, created, or managed hundreds of advisory boards, 1,000 abstracts and posters, 500 clinical papers, over 10,000 speakers bureau programs, over 200 satellite symposia, 60 international programs, dozens of websites, and a broad array of ancillary printed and electronic materials. And it basically turned out that DesignRight had organized this planned publication program for PremPro, consisting of bogus review articles, case reports, editorials, and commentaries, using the medical literature as a marketing tool. So that's why you've got to be very, very careful about what you're taking or what the doctor wants you to take. And here is, this is a classic horror story. Apparently, in the United Kingdom, Newcastle's Freeman Hospital tried to pioneer the use of a surgical robot that was tasked with repairing a patient's damaged heart valve. The idea of this robot being that it was actually much smaller relative to a surgeon's hands, and it could go into much narrower areas and do repair. So far, so good. But apparently, this was the first time this robot was being used. It literally physically assaulted one of the other surgical room staff trying to conduct its surgery. And it then proceeded to do stitches into the patient's heart in a manner that physicians present described as not being in an organized fashion. So the situation just descended into total chaos. And the patient, retired music teacher and conductor Stephen Pettit, lost his life. And here is where it really gets tragic. The lead surgeon, during a hearing into what had happened, what caused this catastrophe, the lead surgeon, Sakamaran Nair, admitted he lacked the proper experience in controlling and using the surgical robot, stating he was running before he could walk. Classic case of medical negligence and malpractice on steroids. As later revealed by the Daily Mail Online, Nair not only missed a critical training session in Paris that would have taught him how to properly use the robot, but he was also not present for other training sessions that took place at his own hospital, claiming he was busy with another surgery at the time. There were also supposed to be supervisory experts, you know, watching to make sure that nothing was going to go wrong, to pull the plug. Apparently, when things started to go wrong, they had walked on down to the hospital coffee shop and were having a latte. Okay. As you know, we just commemorated the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. But there is another event where we are commemorating the 100th anniversary. And that is the so-called Spanish flu. And so we had this story that came on out there saying that the Spanish flu first of all, wasn't from Spain. It emerged in a U.S. military base that was conducting experimental vaccine trials on soldiers. Now, this was just before World War One ended, and every country fighting in the war had been dealing with the problem that this being before the age of jet travel all over the world, soldiers were being sent into countries and exposed to diseases they had never encountered before, and they were coming down ill and unable to fight. So all the countries were engaged in this effort to try and come up with these magic vaccines that would keep the soldiers fighting. So they started testing this vaccine on these soldiers in the United States at Fort Riley. And then a lot of them were just immediately deployed to Europe. And because the conditions were less than hygiene and sanitary, they spread the disease before them. And in the end, the so-called Spanish flu killed 50 to 100 million people, including many soldiers. In fact, more people were killed by the so-called Spanish flu than by World War One itself. So why was it called the Spanish flu? Well, all of the countries involved in these wars, World War One, they knew something was going on. All of a sudden, there was this illness out there that had all the marks of a bacterial infection that was spreading out of control. But they didn't want that to get on out there, because it's hard enough to get young people to go on over to Europe and start shooting at Germans without them also thinking they stand a good chance of coming down with an illness and dying. So the media in all of the involved countries of World War One weren't reporting the story. But Spain did not take part in World War One. Their media was free from censorship, and they started reporting on this horrible epidemic that was spreading all across Europe. And so, always willing to scapegoat somebody that was willing to step up and sort of act like it's the blame, it started being called the Spanish flu. But there was nothing Spanish about it at all. It may have been this horrible vaccine experiment gone wrong. And we know it's happened before, but the corporate media is never going to say it, because the mantra is out there, vaccines save lives, which is going to sell more product than coming on out and say, vaccine saves lives, except for that 100 million we killed off a while back. Getting on over to the Democratic Republic of the Congo, their Ebola outbreak is now the worst in the Congo's history. 319 cases, 198 dead. The disease is spreading. They're saying it's a very high risk. It will spread into Uganda because of the military conflict going on in the area. The borders cannot be controlled. There's violence in the area. People are going on back and forth. And all it's going to take is one of these people getting to a city with a major airport, and we're going to have a serious, serious problem on our hands. Okay, getting back on over to Monsanto / Bayer, they've been hit by a new wave of lawsuits over the Roundup weed killer. Apparently, 9,300 plaintiffs were pending at the end of October. And this was all, of course, stimulated by that groundskeeper's lawsuit. And even though the judge has basically yanked out the teeth of that settlement, it has reminded everybody this is a dangerous chemical. The World Health Organization has declared it a probable carcinogen. And Monsanto, of course, they don't want to have to pay lawsuits. But Bayer is rejecting all the accusations. They're saying it's completely safe. It's completely safe. There's a wonderfully funny video out on YouTube where a spokesman for Monsanto is out there saying, you know, Roundup is perfectly safe. You could drink it like water. And somebody hands him a glass saying, that's glyphosate, bottoms up. And the guy hands it back, says, I'm not stupid. See, Monsanto's claim about glyphosate is that it affects an enzyme that is only found in plants. But the issue is there are other parts of the chemical that do affect human health. And it is just amazing that we live in a country where corporations are allowed to put on out bad, dangerous, ineffective products. The government is perfectly okay with it. There's an entire industry out there to basically support the sales of these products with bogus scientific studies. It's just insane here. Okay, we're coming up on our last commercial break of the day. When we come on back, we're going to be talking about human-caused global warming and the Pope. So we'll be back after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, final segment of our program on this Thursday here. So let's talk about human-caused global warming. It is November, and apparently Houston, Texas got hit with their earliest ever snowfall. Earliest ever, since records were being kept here. And again, people who are not on board with the carbon Nazi agenda or the rest, they're out there saying what's going on is we're seeing the effects of a decrease in solar activity. There have been virtually no sunspots at all this year, and solar activity is dropping to alarmingly low levels. And so our atmosphere has been cooling and shrinking, and we are heading for a long and bitterly cold winter. And of course, corporate media is still out there saying, oh, yeah, human caused global warming. Got to pay a carbon tax. Got to pay a carbon tax. Apparently, it is now snowing in Shreveport. And that was a surprise for them. We have family in Tennessee. They got snow, and they never get snow before Thanksgiving. I'm dreaming of a white Thanksgiving. Anyway, and again, Dr. Tony Phillips over at NASA is out there saying, yeah, we're looking at one of the deepest solar minimums of the space age. So it's going to get there. NASA is now officially hopped off Al Gore's bandwagon, and they're saying, yes, it's a cooling trend. We're not seeing any warming. It is a cooling trend. And apparently it's a big one. It's a big one. Now, the co-author of this widely cited global warming study has owned up to a major math error uncovered 6 days after its October 31st publication by an independent scientist. And the study used a new method of measuring the ocean's absorption of heat and concluded, through incorrect math, that 60% more heat had been absorbed than previously thought. And I remember when this came on out and everybody was running around saying, oh, see, the reason we're not feeling the warming here on the surface, the heat is hiding out in the ocean. Here's the proof. Well, unfortunately, a British-based researcher, Nicholas Lewis, published a comprehensive blog post claiming he found a major problem with the research and in particular the mathematics. And the author of the original study is coming out and saying, ooh, my bad, whoopsie. Remember the polar bear? The polar bear was the icon of the global warming movement. Oh, they're drowning, they're going extinct. Actually, right now, their numbers are so high, they're threatening the native Inuit populations. They've been taken off the endangered species list. Of course, the global warming people are saying, well, global warming is pushing the bears closer to humans, and it only looks like there's more of them. But, you know, the Canadian government does actually do tracking of the bears. And again, it's what we get from the liberals. They're not interested in the facts and the data and the truth. They just want to push the agenda. Okay, well, obviously, I didn't get to the end of my talking points despite a concerted effort to do so. So I'm going to have these coming into tomorrow as well. And again, a reminder, the Lady Claire will be with us in hour number three of tomorrow's show. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of wonderful things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody. Keep everybody's focus on this out of control election system we have down in Florida and Georgia and New Mexico, Texas and Arizona and all these other places. It is a national disgrace. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to me. I've been a good boy this year, and we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.